USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced Tuesday that he will be deploying the National Guard to the southern border in his state to try to help overwhelmed local resources. In a statement, Ducey said he made the decision after visiting the border and seeing staffing strained and resources stretched thin. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb says the issues from illegal immigrants crossing the border have only increased since President Biden took office. He tells Fox News that as the situation worsens, the administration is only losing credibility with the American people.
Over the last 3-4 months, it's been a complete disaster since this administration's come in. And they are to blame. It is a crisis. They can use all the different words they want other than crisis, but what they're doing is they are losing credibility with the American people. And they didn't have a lot of credibility to start off with. So whatever credibility they're losing now is not going to help them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday of 3 counts of murder and manslaughter in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. Chauvin will be sentenced at a future date, expected in about 8 weeks. Addressing the nation after the verdict was rendered, Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged Congress to pass a police reform bill that has already passed through the House.
This verdict brings us a step closer, and the fact is we still have work to do. We still must reform the system. Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. This bill would hold law enforcement accountable and help build trust between law enforcement and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo telling reporters Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Biden saying at that meeting that he was willing to compromise on the more than $2 trillion package. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that the GOP is working on a more targeted infrastructure proposal.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill, which is a Trojan horse for revisiting the 2017 tax bill and raising the debt even more.
An iconic songwriter and composer, Jim Steinman, has died. Steinman is best known for his work on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell record, writing most of the music on the 1977 album that has sold more than 14 million copies. Steinman was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. He was 73. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.